Hello and welcome to the Thursday, July 18th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Stockholm, Germany. Network Solutions had a pretty bad week so far. Yesterday, Network Solutions announced that quite a good number of customer sites hosted by Network Solutions are compromised. And it wasn't really clear why, whether or not this was a problem on Network Solutions' side or the customer's side. To make things work, apparently the Network Solutions was under a pretty massive denial of service attack today. Now, it's not clear if these two events are related, but given the timing, there's possibly something here. Like what we have seen, for example, in the past quite a few times is that an attacker first compromised some site, but then if they're locked out of the site, if the problem is fixed, they then sort of resort to denial of service attack, kind of as a revenge for being locked out. And to make things worse, as a result of the denial of service attack, of course, Network Solutions' website itself wasn't really reachable and its customer support was overloaded. It helped a little bit if you bookmarked Network Solutions' Facebook page. It did post a notice on its Facebook page telling people about denial of service attack that they experienced. As a customer, of course, there's not much you can do other than either change hosting providers, which is difficult on very short notice, or you could just wait for Network Solutions to fix whatever the problem is. On a related note, it also appears that a large hosting facility in Belgium and the Netherlands has some financial trouble that's now affecting resources hosting with these hosting facilities. We should have a diary about this later. The company in question is Data House, and they do operate some rather large high-end data centers. And German security company Lookout found an interesting vulnerability in the current developer version of Google Glass. Now, I usually don't talk much about these vulnerabilities in beta products because, well, after all, they're beta. But this is an interesting example of how sometimes if things get too convenient, they get insecure. Google Glass has an interesting feature where if you look with Google Glass at a QR code, this QR code may then instruct Google Glass to join a particular Wi-Fi network. Now, the QR code will include, for example, things like the WPA2 key or such that's required to join the network. This, of course, rather convenient given that Google Glass does rely on Bluetooth and Wi-Fi connectivity and also, well, needs really internet connectivity to most of its functions. As a result, these researchers were able to trick Google Glass into joining a specially prepared Wi-Fi network that had then a proxy set up that could play man in the middle. And this proxy was then used to inject a browser vulnerability into an arbitrary HTTP response. So while in some ways the real problem here is that there was a browser vulnerability, the reason this was exploitable without any user interaction was the fact that QR codes could be used to join a particular wireless network. Lookout offered two pretty obvious fixes to Google on how to avoid the issue. The one is to ask the wearer of the glasses for permissions to join a wireless network. That may be a little bit annoying if you get these pop-ups or however that will happen, or that the user will actually switch Google Glass into a particular scan modus, and only if it is in this mode, then it will actually recognize these special QR codes. And Oracle released its July critical patch update. As usual, a large number of updates. I counted 89 updates. Now, they do affect, as usual, pretty much any one of Oracle's products. So, for example, MySQL, not just the Oracle database, but also Solaris are affected here. And then things like the different middleware, like Fusion middleware, for example, is affected with 21 vulnerabilities just by itself, Oracle's HTTP server. So definitely, if you run anything that is related to Oracle, be aware there may be a patch for you, with one important exception, Java. Java is not part of this quarterly critical patch update. They did set up an own patch cycle for Java, and with the next critical patch update, they actually try to merge the two. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.